playing for that song.
谢谢姐妹, 为我们领诗歌。
For those who do not know, the writer of this song was a lady by the name of Fanny Crosby.
写这首歌的作者是 Fanny Crosby, 姐妹。
She wrote hundreds of songs.
她写了好几百首的诗歌。
And yet she could say, Jesus led me all the way.
她一直说, 主耶稣一直的引领我。
The funny part was she could not see, she was blind.
但奇妙的是, 她是一个瞎子, 她不能看见的。
At least for most of her life.
起码她很小的时候就开始瞎眼了。
Once someone asked her, have you ever wished you could see?
有人问她, 你希望你能看见吗?
She said, oh no.
她说不要啊。
So she asked, why?
人就问, 为什么呢?
Because the next time I open my eyes, I will see Jesus.
因为我开眼睛的时候, 我要看见我的救主。
So we are the ones with eyesight who cannot see.
我们有眼睛, 但不能看见吗?
Those who cannot see Jesus with eyes, see them with their faith.
有些人看不见的, 但他们在心里头看见主耶稣的脸。
This morning's passage is taken from
屏幕上的经文。
Yep. 2 Samuel chapter 9, verses 1 to 13.
上不下, 第九章, 1到13节。
Before we start, let us commit our time to God's hands.
让我们先开始祷告。
Our gracious Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we do thank you that we can come before you again this morning.
我们谢谢你, 早上我们能够到你面前。
We thank you for being our God.
我们谢谢你是我们的神。
We thank you for your word.
我们谢谢你给我们话语。
Everything may wither. Everything may wither.
所有的事都要过去。
But your word stands forever.
但你的话永远长存。
May we have teachable hearts as we come before you.
想给我们一个受教的心, 让我们到你面前。
May you grant your grace for me to speak.
求你给恩典, 让我们把你的话说清楚。
For you and for your glory alone.
为着你的荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I'll read the passage in English and Sister Eva will read it in Mandarin.
我先读这段经文, 我用英文读, 然后翻译的姊妹用中文来读。
Then David said, is there yet anyone left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? Now there was a servant of the house of Saul whose name was Ziba. And they called him to David, and the king said to him, are you Ziba? And he said, I am your servant. And the king said, is there not yet anyone of the house of Saul to whom I may show the kindness of God? And Ziba said to the king, there is still a son of Jonathan who is crippled in both feet. So the king said to him, where is he? And Ziba said to the king, behold, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel in Lodibar. Then King David sent and brought him from the house of Machir, the son of Amiel from Lodibar. And Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, son of Saul, came to David and fell on his face and prostrated himself. And David said, Mephibosheth. And he said, here is your servant. And David said to him, do not fear, for I will surely show kindness to you for the sake of your father Jonathan, and will restore to you all the land of your grandfather Saul, and you shall eat at my table regularly. Again he prostrated himself and said, what is your servant that you should regard a dead dog like me? Then the king called Saul's servant Ziba and said to him, all that belonged to Saul and to all his house I have given to your master's grandson. And you and your sons and your servants shall cultivate the land for him, and you shall bring in the produce so that your master's grandson may have food. Nevertheless, Mephibosheth, your master's grandson, shall eat at my table regularly. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then Ziba said to the king, according to all that my lord the king commands his servant, so your servant will do. So Mephibosheth ate at David's table as one of the king's sons. And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah, and all who lived in the house of Ziba were servants of Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth lived in Jerusalem, for he ate at the king's table regularly. Now he was lame in both feet.
大卫问说：“扫罗家还有剩下的人没有？我要因约拿单的缘故向他施恩。”小罗家有一个仆人名叫十八，有人叫他来见大卫，王问他说：“你是十八吗？”回答说：“仆人是。”王说：“扫罗家还有人没有？” 不要叫神的慈爱恩待他。洗巴对王说，还有约拿丹的一个儿子叫瘸腿的，是瘸腿的。王说，他在那里？洗巴对王说，他在米底啊罗底巴亚米利的儿子马吉的家里。于是大卫打发人去，从罗底巴亚米底的儿子马吉家里头叫了他来。扫罗的孙子约拿丹的儿子米非波谢来见大卫，伏地叩拜。大卫说：“米非波谢。”米非波谢说：“仆人在此。”大卫说：“你不要惧怕，我必因你父亲约拿丹的缘故施恩于你，将你祖父扫罗的一切田地归还你，你也可以常与我同事吃饭。”米非波谢又叩拜说：“仆人算什么？不如死狗一般，仅蒙王这样的眷顾。”王叫了扫罗的仆人洗巴来，对他说：“我已将属扫罗和他一切家产都赐给你的主人的儿子，你和你的众子仆人都要为你主人的儿子米非波谢耕田种地，把所产的拿来供给他使用，他却要常与我同事吃饭。”洗巴有15个儿子，20个仆人。洗巴对王说：“凡我主我王吩咐的，仆人都必遵行。”王又说：“米非波谢必与我同事吃饭，如同王的儿子一样。”米非波谢有一个小儿子，名叫米迦。凡住在洗巴家里的人都做了米非波谢的仆人。于是米非波谢住在耶路撒冷，常与我同事吃饭。
The next slide shows you some main points that I'll be referring to this morning. This is for your reference and guide. We'll come back to it later on.
今天有一个大纲是我往下去要记述的讲的。
Grace, the unmerited favor of God.
恩典是什么呢？是我们完全不配领受神给我们的。
A word we use very often.
这个字我们常常的用。
Many of us can quote Ephesians 2:8 without thinking too hard.
有些人要用引用以弗所书。
Maybe sometimes too often that it loses a bit of impact.
或者用的太多太烂了，我们也忘了到底这个是说什么。
I said maybe, hopefully never.
希望不是这样，但有也许有这个机会。
The word grace is deeply meaningful to any true believer.
恩典这个词对所有每一位真正信主的人是非常有意义的。
Truly, it is truly amazing that God will shower any grace on any one of us.
神的恩典真的是奇异，为什么神把恩典给我们呢？
We are recipients of grace, and as the hymn Amazing Grace goes,
我们是承受神的恩典的人，我们常唱这首歌奇异恩典。
It was grace that brought us safe thus far, and grace will lead us home.
是神的恩典要带我们回家，神的恩典一直保守我们。
This morning I'm going to talk about grace in action.
今天我要分享恩典活出来是什么情形的呢？
Not as a recipient of grace, but as a giver of grace.
不是单单领受恩典，是付出，显出主的恩典。
We can love because God first loved us.
我们能够爱，因为神先爱了我们。
Similarly, we can be givers of grace because we have been recipients of grace.
同样，我们能够付出恩典，因为神先给了我们无限的恩典。
From the passage we just read,
我们刚刚读了一段经文。
We'll go through what this means.
我们一同来分享。这个恩典意义是什么？
As always, it is important to understand the context of the passage.
我们需要明白这段圣经的意义。刚才撒母耳记。
Second Samuel starts with the death of Saul.
撒母耳记下开始的时候就说到扫罗王死了。
A king who started well but did not end well.
那个王开始的时候非常好，但他结局不太好。
It is a reminder for us to finish well for the glory of Christ.
这个也提醒我们，我们为着主的缘故要好好的走到路中。
So David is now the king of Israel after Saul's death.
所以扫罗死后，大卫就成了以色列的王。
And chapter 7 verse 1 tells us that David has been given rest from all his enemies.
撒母耳记下第七章那里就说大卫不用打仗了。
And when one reads the conquests and the victories of the kings and prophets,You will always see it is the Lord who gave them victory.
你常常看见是神给大卫胜利，给他平安。
By the same token, when they worship the detestable idols, the Lord gives them over to the enemies.
同样，当以色列人拜偶像的时候，神就把他们交在仇敌的手上。
So chapter 8 verse 6 tells us that the Lord helped David wherever he went.
所以撒母耳记下第九八章第六节那里说，无论大卫往那里去，神帮助他得胜。
Not because how clever David was, but it was because the Lord helped David wherever he went.
不是因为大卫聪明，但是因为神帮助他。
So imagine the scene.
所以想象一下。
David at the peak of his rule.
大卫在那个掌王权的高峰。
No threat from any enemies.
没有仇敌的威胁。
Seated on his throne, and he asked this question.
他坐在宝座上，他就问这个问题。
Is there anyone of the house of Saul that I may show kindness for Jonathan's sake?
保罗的扫罗的家还有没有谁我可以向他施恩呢？为了约拿单的缘故，我要向他施恩。
Why did David ask that?
为什么大卫问这个问题呢？
Because he remembered.
因为他记得。
The covenant between David and Jonathan.
大卫跟约拿单曾立约。
And that comes from 1 Samuel 20:42, and I read, Jonathan said to David, Go in safety, inasmuch as we have sworn to each other in the name of the Lord, saying, The Lord will be between me and you, and between my descendants and your descendants forever.
约拿单对大卫说，我们两人曾执着耶和华的名起誓，愿耶和华在你我中间，并你我的后裔中间作证，直到永远。如今你平平安安的去吧。大卫就起身去了，约拿单也回到城里。这撒母耳记上二十章。
When you study the relationship between David and Jonathan, you will find it was a very close relationship.
如果你读过大卫跟约拿单的关系，你发现他们的关系非常非常的密切。
True friendship and brotherly love is not easy to find, especially in our self-centered world.
真正的友谊、弟兄相爱，在这个自我中心的世界不容易找到的。
It has been said that true friendship and brotherly love can be found on one hand in one's lifetime.
人家说，真正的友谊、弟兄相爱，只能够在一生里头找到，不多。
David was a man of his word.
大卫，这个守诺言的人。
Even at the peak of his reign, he did not forget the covenant he made with Jonathan.
即便他坐了宝座，他没有忘记他对约拿单立下的誓言。
So as the passage tells us that there is still a son of Jonathan still alive, his name is Mephibosheth.
所以他听见约拿单还有一个儿子叫米菲波谢。
On a lighter note, I wouldn't recommend you name your son Mephibosheth.
但我不要建议你把你的儿子改这个名字。
He will get a lot of funny names. It's hard name to pronounce.
人家会给他笑他的。
Anyhow, it tells us this son of Jonathan is crippled in both feet.
这个儿子他的两条腿是瘸的。
Now David was told by Ziba, one of Saul's servants, that he still lives.
洗巴那个扫罗的仆人对大卫说，他的孙子米非波谢还在。
So David asked Mephibosheth to come and see him at his palace.
所以大卫就说，把这个米非波谢带来王宫里头。
How did he approach David?
他怎么能来呢？
He prostrates himself before David.
他来到大卫面前，他俯伏在地。
That means lying flat with your face down.
就是把整个人俯伏在地上了。
Now don't forget at this point in time, Mephibosheth does not know why David wants to see him.
但请你记住，这个时候米非波谢不知道为什么大卫要见他的。
He may remember that his grandfather Saul pursued David for many years, wanting to kill him.
他可能记得他的祖父扫罗多年追杀大卫。
David was within his right to kill him because any successors to the previous dynasty should be killed.
大卫有可能也有这个权利要把他杀掉，因为他是能够继承王位的人。
So he could be thinking to himself, does David want revenge?
可能他问，大卫要报复吗？
Instead, David tells Mephibosheth,
但大卫对米非波谢说，
Do not fear, for I will surely show kindness to you for the sake of your father Jonathan.
不要惧怕，我必因你父亲约拿单的缘故施恩于你。
And will restore to you all the land of your grandfather Saul, and you shall eat at my table regularly.
将你祖父扫罗一切的田地都归还你，你也可以常与我同时吃饭。
I would say that David knew Mephibosheth was probably trembling at this moment.
大卫也许也知道米非波谢心里都在惧怕。
So after this verse, can you imagine the relief for Mephibosheth?
你想象他听了这话以后，他心里头多安稳。
All the thoughts that were in his head while going to the palace.
他一路走到王宫的路上，他里面的惧怕。
The thoughts of death.
会死吗
？Punishment.
他要受罚吗
？Revenge.
大卫要报复吗
？And you look at Mephibosheth's reply.
看一看米菲波谢的回答。
Again, he prostrated himself and said, "What is your servant that you should regard a dead dog like me?"
大卫米菲波谢又叩拜说：“仆人算什么？不过如死狗一般，仅蒙皇这样的眷顾。”
Now, the reference to dogs in the Bible is not the same as dogs today.
圣经里头提到狗，跟我们今天看的狗不一样的。
Some dogs live better than humans.
现在的狗生活的蛮不错的，比人更好。
I know some who spend thousands of dollars on her dog's blood transfusion.
我知道有人花很多几千块帮那个狗换血。
But the dog did not live anyway.
但狗也不能救回。
In biblical times, dogs move in packs.
圣经里头的狗是野狗。
And they were considered unclean.
他们是不洁净的。
And Paul actually calls false apostles dogs in Philippians 3.
保罗在腓立比书第三章也说那些假信徒是狗，犬类。
And when David went to fight Goliath, Goliath ridiculed David.
当大卫要打哥利亚的时候，哥利亚也骂他。
Am I a dog that you should come at me with sticks?
他说：“你以为我是狗啊？你拿这个棍子来干嘛？”
So a dog was worse than a nobody.
所以那个在圣经里头，狗是很轻贱的。
So when Mephibosheth called himself a dog, he was really telling David, "I'm a nobody."
所以米菲波谢跟大卫说：“我是死狗一般，就是说我什么不算。”
In fact, less than a nobody.
比一个人下人更低。
Why do you bother with me?
为什么你管我呢？
Now it is quite likely that no one knew about the covenant between Jonathan and David.
也许认识知道关乎大卫跟约拿单的立约的人不多，也许根本没人知道。
So no one would criticize David for forgetting Mephibosheth.
所以如果大卫他不恩待米菲波谢，也没人知道，没人会怪他的。
After all, who dares to question King David at the peak of his reign?
还有谁敢挑战大卫呢？他是掌王权的人。
David's action to Mephibosheth was grace in action.
大卫对米菲波谢就是活出神的恩典。
From one human to another.
从一个人给另外一个人。
Because the giver was a recipient of God's grace.
因为给恩典的人，他先蒙了神很大很大的恩典。
Mephibosheth, a cripple that nobody cares.
米菲波谢是一个瘸腿的，没人关心他的。
He suddenly invited to sit at the king's table.
但他被邀请能够跟王坐席吃饭。
What an honor and privilege for him.
这个是何等的荣耀。
Mephibosheth was undoubtedly grateful for being invited to be at the king's table.
他当然是感激了。
Not just at the king's table, but to be treated like one of his sons.
不单跟王一同坐席吃饭，还有人对待他像王子一样。
What a privilege.
这个是何等的权利。
I take this opportunity to ask you a question.
我可以问你一个问题吗？
Are you grateful and thankful as you come before the Lord's table each Sunday?
你到主的桌子面前，你心里头是带着感激的心吗？
Not David's table, but the Lord's table.
不是大卫的桌子，是主的桌子。
Let us be reminded what a privilege it is to come before the Lord's table.
让我们记得，我们能够来到主的桌子面前，是何等的权利和恩典。
Jesus said in Luke 22, "And just as my Father has granted me a kingdom."
主耶稣在路加福音二十二章那里说：“我将我的国赐你们，正如我父赐给我一样。
”I grant you that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom.
叫你们在我国里坐在我的席上吃喝。
And you will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
并且坐在宝座上审判以色列的十二个支派。
I grant you that you may eat and drink at my table.
我把国赐给你们，叫你们可以跟我坐食。
What an incredible privilege and honor for us.
何等的权利和特权。
What thoughts do you carry when you come before the Lord's table?
你到主的桌子面前，你心里头是想什么呢？
Do we carry the burdens of the past week or day?
我们还带着过去一个生期的重担烦恼吗？
Do we carry a grudge in our heart towards a brother or sister?
我们带着对弟兄姊妹的不满来到主的面前吗？
Do we harbor unforgiveness in our heart?
我们心里头是满了不饶恕吗？
Or do we come with humility and with a heart of thankfulness?
或者我们带着谦卑感激的心到主面前呢？
And most importantly, reference towards the bread and the cup.
最重要的，我们对主的饼和杯，我们的态度是怎么样呢？
Let's see what the Lord reminded us on the night that he was betrayed.
我们看一看主怎么提醒我们。
This is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
哥林多前书十一章，这是我的身体为你们写的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
There are two simple emblems.
很简单的一个标记。
But please do not ever forget what they mean.
但请不要忘了，到底这个标记是说明什么？
The broken body and the precious blood of Christ.
主耶稣掰开的身体流出的宝血。
His body broken for us.
他的身体为我们血的。
His precious blood shed for us.
他的血为我们流出来。
Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
But the word of God also carries a word of warning.
但神的话也带着一个警告。
It says that therefore whoever eats and drinks of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord.
林前十一章二十七节，所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。
Brothers and sisters, please take this warning seriously.
请小心，神警告我们。
If you have not read 1 Corinthians 11 recently,
如果你最近没有读哥林多前书十一章，
I would urge you to read it when you get home later on.
我希望你回家好好的把这章再读。
The first story is about David's grace in action.
第一个故事是关乎大卫的恩典如何给米非波谢他的仇敌。
Next, I'll share with you a real story of today.
第二，我要讲一个真实的故事。
Today meaning modern day, about 25 years ago.
是25年前的一个蛮新鲜的故事。
It's a story about what we call these days a television evangelist.
有一个在电视上布道的布道家。
There are many of them in the United States.
在美国非常多这样的布道家。
Some in Australia, but nowhere near as many.
澳大利亚也有，但美国更多更多。
I won't name him because the focus is not about him.
我不会提他的名字，因为重点不在他。
But he was famous in the 80s.
但他在80年代蛮出名的。
But he succumbed to the temptation of money.
但他受金钱的引诱。
The end result was he went to prison for fraud.
结果呢，他坐牢了。
And one day, he, as part of his cleaning duties, he was cleaning toilets.
有一天，他在那个监狱里头，他要打扫卫生间。
One of the officers told him, "You got a visitor today."
那个监狱的官就说，有人来看你啊。
He looked up and said, well, today is not visiting day.
他说今天应该没有人来看的。
His response was, well, I'm not going to get a visitor.
他说应该没人看我的。
So the officer told him, go to the warden's office.
那个人就说你现在快快去。
So he thought, I must be in trouble.
他以为那个狱长要找他麻烦。
Anyhow, he was looking very messy.
他当然不太干净了。
Smelly.
身体臭臭的。
His hair all uncombed.
头发乱七八糟的。
His shoes had toes exposed.
那个鞋也是破了。
Because he was cleaning toilets.
因为他在打扫卫生间，监狱的卫生间。
So he arrived at the warden's office. The door opened.
他到了那个狱长的那个办公室，那个门是开的。
There was this tall man standing in the office.
一个高高的人站在那里。
It was Billy Graham. Billy Graham.
是戈培里。戈培里去看他。
And Billy Graham had his arms wide open.
戈培里就张开他的手。
And when he greeted him, Billy Graham hugged him.
戈培里给他一个拥抱。
And he told him he loved him.
说我爱你，弟兄。
And this man just burst out crying.
那个人就大哭起来了。
Brothers and sisters, this is grace in action.
弟兄姊妹，这个是恩典，恩典显在行动上。
Not that he deserved it, but Billy Graham was the recipient of God's grace.
不是那个人配得，但各赔礼，他是蒙了神的恩典，所以他能付出。
He was able to open up his arms to someone who did not deserve grace in the eyes of the world.
各赔礼能够把他的手，把他的心也打开，对着一个不配神是爱的人。
With this human story, I'll speak to anyone who is not saved here today.
用这个故事，我希望在座如果还没有信主的人。
Our Lord Jesus is waiting for you with open arms.
请你知道。主耶稣是张开他的手在等你。
And he tells you he loves you.
他告诉你他爱你。
He has always loved you.
主耶稣一直都在爱你。
The same open arms that were when he was nailed to the cross.
同样的张开手，正如他在十字架上一样。
He doesn't want to shame you.
他没有意思要把你叫你受愧。
He doesn't want to condemn you.
他不要把你定罪。
He's not interested in your past.
他不要问你过去你做了什么。
He is only interested in saving your soul from eternal condemnation.
他要把你的灵魂拯救，叫你得着永远的救恩。
The truth is, we all have an eternal destination.
事实就是我们每个人都有永远的。
It's a matter of where you spend it.
我们的永远的前途是怎么样的呢？
There are only two places.
有两个地方。
Either heaven or hell.
在天堂或者地狱。
Many people fear death because they don't know where they're going.
很多人是惧怕死亡，因为他们不知道要往那里去。
Some people will say, "I don't fear death because death is the end, no more."
有些人说我不怕死，死就死了，人死如灯灭。
But the truth is, death is not the end.
但事实，死亡不是终结。
It is only the beginning of eternal separation from God.
可能这个是一个开始，叫你永远与神分隔。
If I may show you why death is not the end.
我要告诉你为什么死亡不是终结呢？
Luke 16 tells of a story.
在路加福音第十六章说的一个故事。
Jesus tells of a story between the rich man.
那里说到一个有钱人。
And a poor man called Lazarus.
跟一个穷人叫拉撒路的一个穷人。
Now please do not confuse Lazarus. There are two Lazarus in the Bible.
不要混起来，有两个拉撒路，一个是从死里复活的。
One is here.
另外这个就在路加十六章。
The other one is Lazarus, the brother of Martha and Mary.
我们不是谈那个马大、玛利亚的兄弟拉撒路。
So when this poor man Lazarus died, he was carried into heaven.
当这个拉撒路死了，他就到了天堂。
And then the rich man died, but he went
next
to Hades.
Slide, please. 下一个 slide.
Hades is a place awaiting eternal judgment, but it's a place of conscious torment.
有些人就到的那个阴间。
Upon death, we cross the eternal horizon.
但两个中间是完全分隔的。
This is how Jesus describes it.
主耶稣就这样说。
Sorry.And besides all this, between us and there is a great chasm fixed, so that all those who wish to come over from here to you will not be able, and that none may cross from here there to us.
路加福音十六章，不但如此，并且在你我中间有深渊界定，以致人要从这边到你们那边是不可能的，要从那边到我们这边也是不可能的。
Upon death, there are no more chances.
死以后就没有机会了。
There is no going back.
不能回头。
The great chasm is the eternal separation from God.
这个深渊就把人跟神完全的分隔。
For anyone who dies without Christ as his or her personal savior.
人如果死了，你没有耶稣做你的救主，你就永远跟神隔绝。
This separation is forever.
这个分隔是永远的。
If you think there is no feeling or memory.In hell, let's look at two verses before that.
如果你以为死了，我就没有感觉，也没有记忆，我们看，再看 16章往下去.
This is the rich man speaking. Father Abraham, have mercy on me.
这个有钱人说, 我的主, 亚伯拉罕啊, 可怜我吧.
And send Lazarus so that he may dip the tip of his finger in water to cool my tongue.
打发拉撒路来, 用指头沾点水, 凉凉我的石头。
For I am in agony in this flame.
因为我在这火焰里, 极其痛苦。
And Abraham tells him, Child, remember that during your life you received good things?
亚伯拉罕说, 儿, 你该回想你生前享过福, 拉撒路也受过苦。
And likewise, Lazarus, bad things?
如今他在那边得安慰, 你倒受痛苦。
But now he is being comforted here and you are in agony.
你倒受痛苦。
Unless your name is written in the book of life, your eternal future is how it's described in these two verses.
除非你的名字写在生命册上, 不然的话, 这里描述的就是你的永远。
The reality of heaven and hell is made very clear by Jesus.
主耶稣把天堂和地狱描写得清清楚楚。
So Jesus opens his arms for you this morning.
所以主耶稣向你伸开他的手。
Come to him now.
到他面前来吧。
To be saved, you need to repent and believe in Jesus.
你要得救，你需要悔改，你需要相信耶稣。
This is the only way.
这个是唯一的道路。
For Jesus said, I am the truth, the way and the life.
主耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
除了我以外，没人能到父那里去。
This is the most important decision you will make in your life.
这个是你一生中所下最重要的一个决定。
If you want to find out more, please come to the library over lunch.
如果你希望认识更多，请你中饭的时候到图书馆。
Brothers and sisters can assist you if you have questions.
有弟兄姊妹能帮助你解答你的问题。
For those already in Christ,
对已经信主的人来说,
please remember these verses when you share with people.
你可以用这些经文来帮助人来传福音。
Because they don't know.
因为他们不知道。
As the original opening slide showed the five elements,
我开始的时候, 提出了一个五个的要素。
We'll go through them one at a time.
我们一个一个的来讲。
The first two are quite obvious.
头两个是很明显了。
We'll do grace.
恩典。
The people should have certainly didn't deserve the grace.
很多人不配得恩典。
The TV evangelist didn't deserve the grace.
我刚才提到那个, 电视台的福音报道的也不配得恩典。
Grace was shown to them, not because they deserved it.
他们得到恩典, 不因为他们配。
Grace was extended to them by those who first received it.
他们蒙恩典, 是因为那些人先蒙了神的恩典。
As recipients of God's grace, we too need to be givers of God's grace.
你和我, 接受了神的恩典, 我们也有这个权利去给人家恩典。
Especially
特别,
for those we find difficult to deal with.
特别你是比较难的人。
It is quite likely that every one of us will have someone who is difficult to deal with.
可能你我生命中都有些人比较难相处的,难应付的。
Seek the Lord's help.
求主帮助你,
to be a giver of grace.
求主帮助你能够成为付出恩典的人。
You cannot extend grace without the Lord's help.
你没办法, 付出恩典, 除非主帮助你。
True grace is like unconditional love.
真正的恩典就好像一个无条件的爱一样。
But when God's unmerited favor touches your heart and my heart, it makes the giving of grace a lot easier.
但当神的恩典摸到你我的心, 我们就能够有机会付出恩典。
Simply because we see our own sinfulness before a holy God.
因为我们看见我们自己身上的如何的满有罪污。
Who loves us enough to send His Son to die for our sins.
但圣洁的神差他的儿子来为我们的罪而死。
Mephibosheth was a crippled man.
米菲波谢是一个瘸腿的人。
Physical cripple.
他不能走路。
We are also crippled.
我们也是同样。
We are crippled by sin.
我们因着罪的缘故, 我们不能走天路。
Once we see that, it makes the giving of grace a lot easier.
当我们看见主的恩典，我们能够付出就容易了。
The second obvious element is love.
第二个是爱。
In both of these stories, love was demonstrated.
刚才的故事说出了爱。
David remembered the covenantal love he had with Jonathan.
大卫想起他跟约拿丹他们立的那个约。
Billy Graham remembered the love that God had for him.
哥培里记得神给他的爱的约。
He was simply living out the verse in 1 John 4.
他就是活出那个约翰一书第四章那里说。
We love because He first loved us.
我们爱因为神先爱的我们。
Billy Graham and David were both recipients of God's grace and love.
各培里跟大卫一样，都是蒙神的爱。
They were not just takers, but they were givers as well.
他们不单是接受了，他们也付出。
We too need to be givers as well.
我们也需要活出主的爱。
As 1 Corinthians 13 reminds us, without love, we are nothing.
好像哥林多前书十三章那里说，如果没有爱，我们就不算什么。
With the first two obvious ones, I move to the balance three.
第三点。
I will dwell on this a little bit longer.
我会花多一点时间在这个。
Because how we conduct ourselves is a reflection of how we live out unconditional grace and love.
因为我们怎么生活是表现我们如何明白神的无条件的爱。
The third element of non-judgmental attitude.
那个不论断的态度。
In the case of the man in prison.
在那个坐牢的那个。福音布道者。
There's a lack of judgment by Billy Graham.
哥培里没有论断他。
Sure, without any doubt, he was guilty. He went to prison.
当然他是犯了错了，犯了罪了，才要坐牢。
But when Billy Graham saw him, he opened up his arms and he told him he loved him.
但哥培里看见他的时候，他张开双臂说：“我爱你。”
Billy Graham did not shame him.
哥培里没有叫他羞辱。
Did not judge him.
没有再审判他。
Did not point a finger at him.
没有指责他。指责他。
Remember what you did?
你记得你做了什么吗？
The lack of judgment is because
这个不判断、不论断的态度，是因为
we first acknowledge we are sinners ourselves.
因为我们承认我们本身也是罪人。
The difference is we are saved by grace.
我们也是依靠着恩典得救的。
Billy Graham expressed his love for this man who had fallen.
哥培里就对这个犯罪的人显出他的爱。
He did not judge him.
他没有审判他。
Because Billy Graham knows there's only one true judge.
因为他知道唯有一位是审判者。
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的主耶稣他是审判的。
His grace reminds me of two stories in the Gospels.
这个恩典让我想起圣经。
They're quite familiar stories.
故事。
They're quite familiar stories.
也许都很熟悉的。
The story is about the adulterous woman who was out to be stoned to death by the Pharisees.
一个犯罪行淫的妇人，那个法利赛人要把她用石头打死。
And the scribes and the Pharisees were using the thing to test Jesus.
那个法利赛人就用这个人来试探主耶稣。
How did the Lord respond?
主耶稣的反应是什么呢？
He said, "He who is without sin among you, throw the first stone."
主耶稣说，你们当中没有犯罪的人，先拿石头打他吧。
Very soon you will hear such sounds.
你就听见这个。
The stones dropping to the ground.
那些石头就掉在地上了。
And when everyone had left,
但当然都走光了。
Jesus asked his woman,
主耶稣就问这个妇人，
Did anyone condemn you?
有没有人定你的罪呢？
No.
没有。
Then Jesus said,
主耶稣说，
I won't condemn you either.
我也不定你的罪。
Most importantly,
更重要的，
Jesus said to her,
主耶稣说，
Go from now on and sin no more.
以后不要再犯罪了。
In other words, repent.
换句话来说，悔改吧。
Jesus did not say to this woman,
主耶稣没有说，
Shame on you.
那么糟糕。
You are such an immoral woman.
你这个女人啊。
No words of condemnation.
没有定罪的话。
But one thing that Jesus dealt with was with her sin.
主耶稣也处理了她的罪了。
Telling her to sin no more.
告诉她不要再犯罪了。
If we are honest to ourselves, we too have been guilty of being too quick to judge.
你我是诚实的话，我们也有犯罪，我们也有审判论断的时候。
I have learned to be very cautious.
我学习要非常的小心。
In the way I assess situations and people.
当我看见不同的情形，不同的人。
Only Christ is the perfect judge.
救主耶稣是万人的审判官。
Because he is God and he knows everything.
因为他是神，他知道所有的事情。
There's always a danger when we hear one side of the story, we jump to a conclusion.
我们很容易听见片面的故事，我们就往下定论。
We need to hear both sides.
我们需要两面都听清楚。
Yes, sin must be dealt with.
当然罪要处理。
There must be repentance.
需要有悔改。
There must be remorse.
需要有真正悔改的心。
The second story is about the Samaritan woman who had five husbands.
另外是一个撒玛利亚的妇人，她有五个丈夫。
And the man she was staying with is not a husband.
她现在同居的不是她的丈夫。
Story is from John 4.
这个是约翰福音第四章的故事。
Jesus already knew she had five husbands.
主耶稣知道她的情形。
Did Jesus say to her, "Shame on you"?
他有没有说？
Even the disciples were shocked. That Jesus was talking to this woman.
其实门徒也奇怪，你干嘛跟这样的一个妇人谈话呢？
They said, "Why do you speak to her?"
怎么跟她说话呢？
Jesus was using her circumstances to draw her into the kingdom of God.
主耶稣按照她的情形，但邀请她进到神的国里头。
She responded to the living water that Jesus offered.
她接受主耶稣要给她的活水。
Not only that, she went to tell other people about the living water that Jesus offered.
不单如此，她也告诉别人她从主耶稣得到的一个活水。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
we all have done things we have regretted.
我们都做过一些我们不太满意的事。
Whatever they are, once we confess,
但我们认罪的时候，
repent,
我们悔改的时候，
and seek the Lord's forgiveness.
我们求主赦免的时候，
He remembers them no more.
他就不再记得我们的罪了。
For anyone who has not received the Lord,
没有接受主的人的朋友，
come to him this morning.
请你今天早上就到主耶稣面前。
He will not shame you.
他不会叫你羞愧。
He is waiting for you with open arms.
他是张开双臂来等待你。
Before I go on to the next point, I should make something clear.
我要再说明一点。
Being a lack of judgment doesn't mean there's no discernment.
不判断，不论断，不代表你不用头脑，不慎思明辨。
We seek the Lord's wisdom to give us discernment.
我们需要主给我们智慧来慎思明辨。
In assessing situations and circumstances.
来判断不同的情形，我们该如何说话行事。
One important thing to remember.
非常重要的。
We too will be brought to account one day.
我们有一天要在主面前交账。
How we conduct ourselves.
我们怎么生活。
In words, thought, and actions.
我们的言语、行为、态度。
We move to the fourth point.
第四点。
Tenderheartedness.
温柔。
To be tender-hearted, one is not harsh with words.
有一个温柔的人，他说话不会那么难听的。
To be tender-hearted, it calls for gentleness.
温柔的人，他心里是柔和的。
This may surprise many of you.
也许你觉得奇怪。
I used to be a man with a fiery temper.
我过去我的脾气不好。
My family members have witnessed all of it.
我的家人都知道我多火爆。
As I sought the Lord to transform me.
但主改变了我。
I made a commitment to change.
我愿意做出一个改变。
With the Lord's help, I learned to control my tongue and my temper.
靠主的恩典，我管住我的舌头，还有我的脾气。
I'll give you this analogy.
我用这个来做比喻。
Our tongue is like a bucket.
我们的舌头好像一个水桶。
Our heart is like a well.
我们的心好像一个水井。
When we speak, what we scoop out of our heart.
我们说话的时候，那个桶就在井里头。挖出水来
reflects what is inside.
说出你里面的到底是什么。
This is why in the book of James.
所以雅各书那里说。
It talks about the evil of the tongue.
说到我们舌头的灾害。
It is not what goes in that defiles man, but what comes out.
不是我们吃进去的叫你败坏，是你里头出来的叫你败坏。
It's a very strong reminder to watch our tongue.
这个是非常非常重要的一个提醒，我们说话要得小心。
To be tender-hearted doesn't mean there's no rebuke.
做温柔的人不代表你不会责备。
There are times when rebuke is necessary and warranted.
有时候责备是必须的。
We seek the Lord's help.
我们需要主的帮助。
To choose the words when we rebuke.
当你要责备的时候，选择用什么话语呢？
And to speak the truth in love.
能够在爱里说诚实话。
Many of us know Matthew 11:28.
很多人都认识马太福音十一章二十八节。
Come to me, those who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
凡劳苦担重担的，到我面前来，可以得
到安息。 A wonderful word.
非常美好的一个应许。
True peace.
真正的平安。
And rest.
真正的安息。
Can only be found in Jesus.
只能在主耶稣里头找到。
But many may not know the verse that follows.
但很多人不知道下一节是什么。
It's just like John 3:16.
就好像约翰福音三章十六节。
Many do not know what John 3:17 is.
很多人不认识三章十七节。
Or Ephesians 2:8.
或者以弗所书。
But what is Ephesians 2:9?
以弗所书。
Or 2 Corinthians 12:9.
或者哥林多前书。
His grace is sufficient for me.
神的恩典是够用的。
What is 2 Corinthians 12:10?
那么下一节是什么呢？
You can look it up at home.
可以自己查。
But in Matthew 11:29 it says.
但马太福音十一章二十九节那里说。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
This is Jesus, the Son of God speaking.
这个是主耶稣神的儿子说的话。
Why did he say I'm gentle and humble in heart?
为什么他说我是心里柔和谦卑的呢？
Simply, if we are to be more like him, we need to be gentle and humble.
我们要像他的话，我们必须像他的柔和和谦卑。
Especially when One is angry, it is not easy to be gentle.
特别你生气的时候不容易温柔的是吗？
I know I wasn't.
我觉得很难。
But Jesus said, I am gentle and humble in heart.
但主耶稣是我心里柔和谦卑。
To be tender-hearted, what needs to be gentle?
我们要温柔的话，我们需要学习主的柔和和谦卑。
I repeat, that does not mean there is no rebuke.
我再说，不代表我们不会责备。
We can be firm, but we choose our words carefully.
我们可以很坚定地说，有些我需要在爱里说的诚实话。
We move to the final one.
最后一点。
Humility.
谦卑。
The second attribute that Jesus said in the verse about himself being humble at heart.
主耶稣自己说，我是心里柔和谦卑的。
None of us was born with true humility.
你和我，没有一个人是生来就谦卑的。
When one is a recipient of grace,
但当你接受主的恩典的时候，
and seeks to be more like Christ,
你希望更像主，
we are to be gentle and humble in heart.
就要改变我们，叫我们心里头柔，他的柔和。
When one is truly humble,
当一个人真正的谦卑，
there's one person you don't think about.
你就不会想到一个
yourself,
自己。
That's why Paul said in Philippians.
所以保罗在腓立比书说
about Jesus,
谈到主耶稣的时候
being found in the appearance of a man,
他是成了人的样式
he humbled himself,
他全心的谦卑
by becoming obedient to the point of death,
以至于死
even death on the cross,
且死在十字架上
our natural instinct is to think of self,
你和我人的天性是想到自己
it's as natural as breathing,
这个自然就好像我们呼吸的一样的自然。
When Jesus walked the earth, he talked about many things.
就在地上的时候，他谈到，他提到很多很多不同的事。
His mission was about salvation for sinners.
他的来地上的目的是要拯救世人。
He talked about repentance.
他也谈到悔改。
His heavenly Father.
他说到他的天父。
Forgiveness of sins.
他谈到罪得赦免。
The kingdom of God.
神的天国。
And his return one day.
还有他要再来。
One thing that he didn't talk about was himself.
有一个他没有提的，就是他自己。
And this is one of the few places, if not the only place, where he talks about himself.
不多地方他谈到他自己的。
This world is about self.
马太福音就是那一个，这个世界的人常常高举自己。
Another word is pride.
换句话说，就是骄傲了。
Self-improvement.
自我改善。
Self-promotion.
自我增长升职
self-help
自己帮助寻求帮助
How many times have you heard of people who are successful in wealth? They say, I'm a self-made man or woman.
你常常听人家说，我是一个创业成功的人，我靠自己的力量的。
You go to a bookshop and you find a whole row of self-help books.
你去看书的地方，很多的书都是谈到你如何寻求自我帮助改善。
I found you can even buy a book called The Art of Selfishness.
或者你看到一本书上那个自私的艺术。
To make you even more selfish than you were born with.
叫你更自私。
And art means you get better at it.
那个艺术就是越来越精。
Once those books make you think you can do it, they say, why do I need God?
这些书说到你能够达到这个程度，你干嘛需要神呢？
It makes you feel so good about yourself.
你越想自己越美好。
As someone has said,
人就说，
talent is God given, be humble.
神给的智慧。
Fame is man given, be careful, it comes and goes.
神给的才能叫你谦卑，但人给你的名声会随时会上吊的。
Conceit is self given, be very careful.
你自以为是，是自己给的，你小心。
Conceit is self-given, be very careful.
自以为是，得非常小心。
Having said all this, there's one aspect of self you should remember.
说了那么多，但有一方面关乎你自己的，你应该记得。
It's important to self-examine.
很重要的是自我检讨。
When you and I read the scriptures, you would ask the Lord, what is it in me, myself, that needs to change?
当你我读圣经的时候，我们常常问主啊，我读到这段话，我该如何应用在我身上呢？
But sometimes you know what we think.
有时候我们怎么想呢？
So and so should read this verse.
那个人呢，该读这段话的。
What do we forget?
我们对自己来说就忘了。
Ourself.
我们忘了自己。
And when we forget ourselves, what does Jesus say?
当我们忘了自己的时候，主耶稣怎么说呢？
In the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 7,
在马太福音第七章那个登山宝训里头说，
We see the tiny speck in our brother's eye, but we don't see the log in our own eyes.
我们看见人家眼中的刺，没有看见自己眼中的一个梁木。
We should remove the log in our eyes first.
我们该把那个梁木先除去。
I see my own impatience and a lack of control.
我看见自己我没有耐性，我没有我脾气不好。
I need to work on myself first before I try to tell others how to live.
我应该把自己好好的在主面前，
I thank the Lord that
能帮助人。
I thank the Lord that it's still very much work in progress for me.
我谢谢主，因为我身上还看见主的工作，神一直在帮助我。
He's forever my potter, and I'm the clay.
他是一个陶人，我是他的泥土。
Not just clay, but soft clay.
不单是那个泥土。是一个柔软的泥土，
where he can shape and mold,
它可以做工，它可以改变我这个泥土。
Not hardened and brittle,
不是又脆又硬的一个。
These five elements that we just talked about,
我们刚才说的那个五个的要点。
If you have not noticed,
如果你没有留心的话，
Christ has them all.
主耶稣全都有。
If we are to mature in Christ, we should have them too.
如果我们在主里头要成长。我们需要这五个的要素。
So in conclusion,
到最后一个结论。
What can we learn out of God's word today?
我们今天可以学到什么呢？
How do we live out grace in action?
我们如何活出恩典？
Ultimately, it is the issue of our heart.
最终是这个心里的故事。
It calls for self-examination.
叫我们看看我们自己的内心。
This requires humility.
我们需要谦卑。
The source of humility is our heart.
从内心发出来的谦卑。
Brothers and sisters, we're not talking about the change of behavior.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是说外面行为的改变。
Behavior changes external.
外面的改变是一个表征。
You ask a mother to tell the child, go and tidy up the room.
你看看母亲叫孩子把你的房间弄整齐。
He will gradually do it.
他会做的。
But where is his heart?
但他的心的态度是什么呢？
A Pharisee is pious from the external.
法利赛人外表来看非常的敬虔。
But where was their heart?
但他们的心里是什么呢？
That's why Isaiah could say, "The lips honor me, but the heart was far away."
所以以赛亚书那里说，他们嘴唇亲近我，心却远离我。
A change in behavior does not mean a change in heart.
外面行为的改变不代表你心里的改变。
A change of heart will lead to a change in behavior.
我们的心真正的改变了，外面会有不同的。
The second thing that we can learn of the grace in action is the power of testimony of grace in action.
第二方面关乎活出恩典，就是这个活出恩典那个见证的能力。
One of the saddest remarks that I've heard.
我有时候听见叫我很难过的话。
Is when we hear stories or situations where Christians have not testified well.
就是基督徒失去见证。
I've heard this being said.
我听人这样说。
If so and so is a Christian, I make sure I will not become one.
如果那个人是基督徒，我一定不要做。
Another remark.
这样的话。
The biggest hypocrites are Christians.
最假冒为善的就是基督徒。
Sad to say, there's some truth in that.
这样说，我里头难过，但有一点的是真实的。
There's one thing that we need to remember as followers of Christ.
我们得记得，我们做跟随主的人。
To anyone who does not know Christ, we represent Christ.
对于没有信主的人来说，我们就代表基督。
To this world that is lost without Christ.
对这个世界，就一个世上的世界，他们没有神，没有指望。
As Paul describes it, we are ambassadors for Christ.
保罗说，我们是作为代表主的使者。
As the hymn goes, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me.
诗歌里头说，让主的美丽从我身上显现。
Are we people of grace?
我们有没有活出主的恩典呢？
Do we demonstrate the beauty of Jesus?
我们有没有显出主的荣美呢？
If we don't, what are we demonstrating?
没有的话，我们到底显出什么呢？
As I raised many questions,
我问了那么多的问题，
There is one answer.
有一个答案。
I'll close with a true story that will lead us to an answer.
故事这是问题要引我们到一个答案。
Martin Luther of the 15th century,
十五世纪的马丁路德
，a man who became a monk.
这个人到那个修道院
，and in the monastery he prayed.
他在修道院里头他祷告
，he fasted.
他也禁食
，and went through all the rituals.
他做了很多很多的形式
，but he never found peace.
但他没有平安
，spiritual peace.
里面没有平安
，in fact he found himself spiritually dry.
其实他里面觉得很干枯。
By the grace of God, Martin Luther finally found the truth of salvation.
但靠主的恩典，马丁路德找到得救的恩典。
By grace through faith alone in Christ.
靠着恩典，不因着信而得救。
That's why Romans 1:17 that says, "The righteous man shall live by faith."
所以罗马书那里说，义人必因信得生。
So Martin Luther dared to challenge the Roman Catholic Church.
所以马丁路德够胆要挑战那个天主教。
So they summoned him to face them.
他们就把他召来。
They wanted him to change his spiritual truth.
他们要马丁路德把这个属灵的真理改了。
Or his position of spiritual truth.
或者马丁路德对那个真理的看法要他改。
One of his friends asked him.
他有一个朋友问他。
Brother Martin.
马丁路德
Are you not afraid?
你不怕吗？
You have to face the Pope and all his cardinals.
那个主教，你教王都要审判你啊。
You know what was his answer?
他怎么回答呢？
Greater than the Pope and all the cardinals.
比那个主教教王更大的。
I fear the great Pope, self.
是我的神。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
The answer as to the question how to reflect the beauty of Jesus is our life is in our life is death to self.
我们如何活出主的美丽，就是我们向这个自己死。
Is it difficult?
难吗？
Absolutely.
当然难了。
Because we are wired to think of self first.
因为我们天生就想起自己的好处的。
Is it impossible?
不可能吗？
Absolutely not.
不是的。
Because it's not your effort, it's not my effort.
不，因为不是靠你靠我的力
量。We like to think it is, but it is not.
我们以为是靠自己的力量来增长。
As we seek to be more like Christ.
当我们要求，我们愿意更像主的。
God sees the desires of our heart.
神看见我们里面的渴慕。
And the Holy Spirit will start its work of transformation.
圣灵就开始这个改变的功夫。
Christ thought nothing of himself to obey his Father to come to save sinners like us.
基督没有为着自己着想，来到这个地上来寻找拯救你和我这样的罪人。
Christ thought nothing of himself when he drank the cup of suffering.
主耶稣没有想到自己的痛苦，他愿意把那个苦杯喝干了。
Christ thought nothing of himself when he hung on the cross.
主耶稣没有为自己寻求救恩，他愿意挂在木头上。
He died on the cross for sinners like you and I.
他挂在木头上死，为你，为我。
Praise God, he was resurrected on the third day.
感谢神，他在第三天复活了。
And one day he will return.
有一天他要回来。
And when day and night we will hear.
那个时候我们要听见。
Holy, holy, holy.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Is the Lord God Almighty.
主全能者。
The God who was.
他是昔在。
Who is.
今在。
And who is to come.
永在的神。
Hallelujah.
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 Let us pray.
好，我们祷告。
Our gracious God and Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父，我们的神。
We thank you, Lord, to have your Son modeled to us.
我们谢谢你把你的儿子赏给我们。
Love.
赏给我们的爱。
Grace.
恩典。
The lack of judgment in our attitude.
我们不评判论断人。
Tenderheartedness.
我们能够温柔。
Humility.
我们有谦卑的心。
We all have much to learn, Lord.
主啊，我们要学习的真的很多。
And many of us are slow learners.
我们很多都是学得慢的人。
We thank you for your patience for us, Lord.
我们谢谢你对我们的忍耐。
And as we go through this world,
我们在这个世上经过的段日子。
Help us to reflect your beauty.
求你帮助我们显出你的荣美。
To the world that is so lost.
对世人来说，他们需要真的看见你的恩典。
We thank you, Lord, that you have promised to return.
我们谢谢你，你应许要回来。
In the meantime,
主啊
，Help us to be beacons of light.
当我们这段时间，让我们能够把你的光显明。
Help us to be salt of the earth.
帮助我们做地上的盐。
And help us to reflect your beauty.
帮助我们显出你的美丽。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.